Fire business.
We are on Daf
yeah, we are on the words of the rabbis is about halfway down where there's an asterisk in the middle of the page. We're opposite the first Mesoros HaShas. Okay, the words of the following rabbis tell us Chalitza is a Ptur. Chalitza is not a Kinyan, but rather a Ptur. Now, this is the case of the following rabbi said, Shimra boy kun Rabbi Yochanan. Ma bin cholitz ma bin megarish. What's in between cholitz and megarish? Now, cholitz and megarish are cases later in the Masechta. In this case over here, Leah and Rachel were two sisters. Leah was married to Reuven, and Rachel was married to Levi, right? And then Reuven died without any kids. Rachel died without any kids. Then Reuven died without any kids. Levi didn't have any kids. But before Levi died, Shimon already did Chalitza on Leah. Okay, he already did Chalitza on Leah, Reuven's wife. So now when Levi dies, so then on Rachel he does Chalitza, but not Yibum. He can't do Yibum because it's Achos Chalutza. So it's the sister of his Chalutza. But he can do Yibum. I mean, he can't do Yibum, but he must do Chalitza. So the question is, why does he have to do Chalitza? In this case here, if Reuven was married two sisters, Leah and Rachel, if Reuven was married to Leah and then he divorced her, right? Then and Shimon was married to Rachel and then Shimon died. So Rachel, being the sister of Leah's divorcee, does not require either Chalitza or Yibum, right? She goes scot-free. It's all right. But that's the case. Why do you say his name by Achos Chalutza also? If Chalutza is a Kenyan, so he already acquired her and got rid of her. So if acquired and got rid of her, then that's the same thing as his Grusha, isn't it? Right, that's the question. So obviously they're learning that Chalutza is a Ptur. Because they're saying if Chalutza is a Kenyan, so then you should be exempt from having to Chalutza on Rachel, because it's the sister of your Chalutza Leah, right? So it says again, you think that Chalitza is a Kenyan. It says ain't okay, but it's a type which should be Chalitza is a Kenyan. And therefore you're asking me why Achos Chalutza requires Chalitza, but Achos Grusha does not. It's not true. Ain't El Ptur. It's only a Ptur. And that's why in this case over here, since it's only a Ptur, so I mean Shimon patered Leah, but then when Rachel falls before him, he still has to Chalitza Rachel to pater her as well. It's not like a Kenyan and then a Gerusha. So, and the Gemara continues on this line, rather, the Rachel now is still considered to be Leah, actually, is still considered to be the deceased brother's wife. But even at Chalitza, she's not considered to be his own Grusha. She's still considered to be Reuven's deceased brother Reuven's wife. I mean, there still would be, according to this perspective, a chi of Aveshasach after Chalitza. Because Chalitza is not a Kenyan, it's a Ptur.
But she's still, she cannot marry a Kohen.
Blame me, Rabbanan. The reason a Kohen is only the Rabbanan, not the rights, according to most sources. Okay, so that's he's saying, actually, This we had a machlokas earlier. Shimon himself might not be chayav on her because of Eishes Hach, because he did the mitzvah chalitza to her. But the other brothers, Luitzer, there were more brothers besides Reuven, Shimon, Levi. There was Yehuda and Yisachar, so they'd be chayav on Leah because of Eishes Hach. Because we said earlier, chalitza only takes the issue of Eishes Hach off vis-a-vis the person who did chalitza, not vis-a-vis the other brothers. And the more I say that's because chalitza is a p'tur. So vis-a-vis him, okay, he did the mitzvah of pathering her. But vis-a-vis everybody else, she's still considered to be Eishes Hach, and there would be chai because of Eishes Hach. Okay? So that's what it says here. The other brothers are chayvin her because of the wife. She's the wife of the deceased. Now, yesterday we had a machlokas Rav and Shmuel about this case over here. You had five brothers married to three sisters, and the three brothers died, right? So the question was, who's got to do chalitzas? Isn't it three chalitzas? How do you do it? So again, we said yesterday that Mandamar says chalitza is a Kenyan, says that that's Rav, who says chalitza is a Kenyan. He holds that the both of them have to do chalitza. One does chalitza for one, the other does chalitza for the other, and both of them chalitza on the third, because Lamaisa, as far as this case is, it's hard to say, since chalitza is a kinyan, it's hard to say which one of these should really do it, since they both already were koina, a good woman, a sister of this, they're both koina, through their chalitza they did, a sister of the third sister, and therefore they should be arayas vis-a-vis her. So therefore, the fact that they need chalitza, well, necessitates us that both of them do chalitza, since we have no better etza. Shmuel says that chalitza is a p'tur. He says it's true each one patered a sister, but patering a sister is not the same thing as having married the sister. So therefore, either one of them could do the chalitza on the third sister. You don't need both of them to do it, right? Now we have a third shita. The third shita is Levi. Levi says, Levi Omar, Ziko Kenyan. It's not chalitza is a Kenyan, it's a Ziko Kenyan. Therefore, each one of these guys, Yehuda and God, acquired all three of these women. So therefore, three chalitza, since it's simultaneous, or since it's at the same time. So therefore, since all three acquired her, so therefore, kol achas v'achas, kol achas harotir to chalitza v'shneim. Each one of them has to chalitza on both, right? That's because Zika's Kona. Okay, good. So says the Gemara, Mastisa Pliga Shmuel. The Mishnah argues that Shmuel says chalitza p'tur. It says achol also. It says achol tibimto. If you do chalitza to your vama, who wants to be krova? So he's not allowed to marry her relatives. Biasur be krova, and she's not allowed to marry his relatives. So if you'll chalitza is a kin, I understand why the you should be also in your wife's relatives. Your wife should also in your relatives. So your chalitza is just a p'tur, not a kin. Why should you be also in her relatives and she also in your relatives, right? Says Marno Shani Yocha. There's different. It's the Xavier Drabana. Shekfar Nir Lifto Bar. The rabbi said, since he was at bat and had the potential to potter up, so therefore we look at it as if they actually did go through the motions, even though they didn't, and therefore we ask for the respective relatives on each other. Okay? Masisa Pliga Rab. Now, upon Mishra is a Rab, it says, Acholati Vimto. Let's go over here, it's further down. So, the case we had before. Shimon did chalitza to Leah, and there was another sister, Rachel, married to Levi, and then Levi died. Okay? So she had Rachel's get chalitza, chalitza, right? So, Masil Pirab, chalitza bimto, samir chalitza on his Yivama, v'nasa achiv esachosa, and his brother married her sister, Umeis, and the brother dies. So, chalitza is lomis yabemes. Rachel's got to get chalitza na ibum. Hoda Messiah, Lamanda Mar Chalitza Ptur. That works out according to opinion
that all chalitza is a ptur. So Baram, however, he take out the word hocha. Kimanda amar chalitza kinyan. If chalitza is a kinyan, v'yishonim iskab and liklo shtei achayas. Kachas, how can you possibly have a mind? How can you possibly do two chalitzas to two sisters? If chalitza is a kinyan, so it's a logical impossibility to do chalitza and then another chalitza to the sister. Because the first chalitza is kind of leia to him. So once he's kind of leia, Rachel must be forbidden to him, right? Because of achas chalutzaso. And chalutzaso is if you're koiner. So it's if Rachel is your wife's sister.
Didn't you say it was a simultaneous kinyan?
Yeah, right here. Oh, I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you're asking.
Maybe you. Didn't we say that according to the Mandoma that he is a kinyan?
Yeah.
He's making a kinyan and he's breaking the kinyan at the same
time. Yeah, but so let it be like a divorce. So that'd be like a divorce. If your wife's sister's alive after the divorce, you can't marry her. You can't do Yibum on her, so you shouldn't have to do Chalitz on her either. So that's the question. Let it be true. Let's say the kinyan took place. But let it be like a kinyan merely followed by a rupture, and therefore you should be permitted to since the kinyan was immediately interrupted. So therefore, if that's the case, it's like a gerushin. So I'm putting emphasis on the wrong thing. Let's say it's like a kinyan which was broken. So since it was a kinyan, so therefore the breaking is like a gerushin. Breaking is like a gerushin. Should be a local, like your wife was a grusha. Your wife is a grusha. You can't marry her sister.
So you don't have to do chalitza on the
sister.
So we are two. Why do you have two chalitza on the sister? That's Amara's question. Okay, so says the Gemara. Again. Had the Messiah, the four lines to bottom. Lamad Namar Chitza Ptur Gani Pei Which Hol Chitza Ptur. Brown Kamanah Mar Chitza Kinyan. If Hol Chitza Kinyan, Yesh Odom Is Gav Liko Shtei Achas Gachas. How is he going to marry two sisters? How is he going to do Chalitza on both? What kind of logic is that? So this is more very interesting, very strange answer. Plus Lachem Is Nota But After Leia Kick the Bucket Too. Let's kill them all. So there ain't no Reuven, there ain't no Leah, there ain't no Levi, all there is Shimon and Rachel. So and that's really like a wife too, because once your wife dies, you can marry your sister, right? So too, since Leah, okay, she was like your wife, because Chalitza is like a kinyan. But now that she's dead, so Rachel, so now you have to do Chalitza even to Rachel, because Rachel's available again. Chalitza not Yibum. Sorry, that's where it says question. Ilachamisa Yibum. So why can't you do Yibum? It says the Chalitza is limited to them. So why can't you do Yibum? So Pasul Rabbi Lezer. Let's talk to Rabbi Lezer. The Rabbi Lezer, I'm Rabbi Lezer, said, Afal Pisha Botel. Hagorim Isabim Kom. That's great, right? Avisha Botel Hagorim Isabim Kom. Rabbi Lezer, Dafka by two sisters, like this case. It's not true by Chol Tarkula. Obviously, when your wife dies, you're mutter to marry her sister. So we don't always say Ava Pisha Batal Agoyim Isser Mim Koimo. But when, specifically in these cases, where the issue is caused by the complexity of the relationship by two sisters vis-a-vis Yevamis, so then even though the issue fell off, since the issue existed one time, it continues to exist afterwards. Okay. In other words, basically what Chazal did, they call it Achayos Yevamos. That's the concept. Whenever Chazal had a problem in a Yibum situation because two brothers are married to two sisters, they recalled it a true Erva, which sticks to both sisters, according to Rabbi Lezer, even after one of them dies. So even though by marriage, when you're married to a woman and she dies, you can marry her sister, but by Achayos Yevamos, there's a reciprocal psul which fell upon them, which never falls off. And therefore, even after one of the sisters dies, since at one point this woman was also the cult, the sister, she remains also for all and all eternity.
Pizza on Leah first, and then later on Leah dies. So does that...
It's still wrong.
because of that saying that.
Yeah. Fuck, right. This is the Rabbanan. Yeah, it's just tainted. That's exactly the point. Okay? Masisa pliga Rav. The five Mish also is a Rav who says Chalitz is a Kinnin. What does it say? It says Shlosha Achim. You have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven and Shimon married to Leah and Rachel. Kill them. Then Levi did Mimer in Rachel, in Leah, sorry. This is a bummer. Then, of course, oh, sorry. Who died first? No, it's why I got the sequence wrong. Reuven died, then Levi did Mimer and Leah, then Shimon died before he managed to do the actual Yibum. Okay, that's the sequence. Reuven died, Leah fell before Levi, Levi did Mimer, before Levi did the actual marriage, Shimon died as well, Rachel falls before Levi. Okay? So you have Achim Sivomis again. So Vasizabi Arab, Shlosha Achim Mem, Nisuib Shte Achayas, Vechel moved and one of them is unencumbered by marriage. If one of the husbands or the sisters dies, Vasaba moved the Mimer, and the guy who's the guy is free, meaning Levi, the single guy, did Mimer. Kakar Meisav Hashem, then Shimon, the other brother, died. Beishamay Mishtoimo. Beishamay says he gets to keep Leah, because Beishamay holds Mimer as a Kenyan. Right? Lazute Tebishum Achzisha. Rachel goes out, because Rachel is his wife's sister, and wife's sisters don't require Chalitza Yibum. Beisorim, no, he's stuck. Catch 22. Multi is used to be get. He's got to kick out his own wife with a get. Vas Asian Sahib Khalitza kick out his brother's wife by Khalitza. So Adam Sai Madamar Khalitza Ptur, that works quite Peter Khalitza's a Ptur. Khalitza's a Ptur, so now it works. But around Kamanar Khalitza Kenyan. Real Khalitza's a Kenyan. Ye Shoda Miskavin Lichto Shte Achis Kachas. Can a person do a Kenyan, two sisters at once. Now, the truth is, our question is, how come Levi has to do Chalitza on Rachel at the same time he's going to do Gerushin on Leah? That should be unnecessary, to say the least, right? Why should be unnecessary, though? So, it should be unnecessary because one of them should be married to him. Either the one who's chalutz or the one who's a grusha. Because, the Ritbaz really says this later on, but I see it's really relevant here. Ritbaz makes a gavaldik a kal v'chomer. He says, if chalutz is a Kenyan, kal v'chomer that what's a Kenyan? What? Gerushin. So here, when it's Megarish, doesn't follow. Why? No! How can you say that? We said Chalitza is a Kenyan precisely when, because if Zikos doesn't, it's not a really meaningful. We said Chalitza Ptur means Zika is meaningful. Chalitza Kenyan means Zika is not meaningful.
It's still a relationship to Zika. You don't say Chalitza Kenyan was definitely
relationship. Relationship's relationship. It's like Mimer. Hey, Levi had Zika to Leah too. Just because he did a Mimer on her, it doesn't mean that the Zika wasn't there. He had Zika. You're making this up as you go along.
So do I, that's true. However, that's how the Ritba says it. You don't have to agree with the Ritba, certainly, but the Ritba makes that point. He says, if Chalitza is a Kenyan, certainly that's how he explains next Gemara. Again, I think probably it's necessary to say that here, too. If you say Chalitza is a Kenyan, certainly Gevushin should be a Kenyan. So you shouldn't have to do both. Chalitza to one, Gevushin to the other. One should suffice, right? Or have to do both. It's a rep. Both are carnal to you. You only actually have to do one, not the other, right? Says Ramah Chalitza Kenyan. Why do you have to, a person get a tent to buy two achis? How is he buying them out here? He's buying them like this, right? Because doing chalitz on one and gerish on the other, but that's tantamount to kodesh le'achis. So how can you have him do both if that's tantamount to being kodesh le'achis? So again, we say that one he does after the death of the other. In other words, he does chalitz to Rachel after Mimer's death. After Leah's death. Okay? We would like to go Mimer. But he does Chalitza to Rachel after Leah's death. He can't do it simultaneously, because you're right, that would be, it would be improper to be coined to women, even by giving Chalitza and Gerushin at the same time. So it says, Marin Lachamisa, Gerenzi Achamisa, Yibum, if Leah kick the bucket, let him be me up in Rachel. Same question we had on top. Same answer we gave on top. But so Krabbelezer, Ma, Abba Bisha Botzal Goyrim, even though the core catalyst is gone, Hasim Kremo again. In Achias Yevonis, the Isser of Taint remains forever. Okay? Masis will be a rap. So far, you guys with me? Masis will be a rap. I'm barely with myself. Masis will be a rap. I feel like Groucho Marx. Masisa Fliga Rav. Here. Yes, I just he would say lines like that. Set. What? This Masisa Fliga Rav is probably this Mishnah. We had it already earlier. You have Shomeris Yovam. Shemesh Yavim is Rachel. Oh no, Leah. How did Leah get it? No, Leah, Rachel. Shemesh Yavim is Shekidesh Achiv Es HaChosa. In other words, the same idea as we just had, but instead of Mimer, it's Kedushin. Leah was never married to one of his brothers. Leah is a sister of his brother's wife. But you know the two blocks are married to two sisters? Two blocks are married to two sisters. Reb Elia Meir. Reb Elia Meir and Reb Zalman Bloch, I think. So the Tzavos Reb Yehuda Chosid says that two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters. Yeah, so they say, obviously, it's disregarded generally much of the time. But once you learn your Bavmus, you see that these two brothers, two sisters, is a kind of a jinxy thing in the Yavamas. Okay, maybe that's where the Rabbi Yochasi got it. What did they ask Shiloh before they did that? Wasn't one of them divorced now? They're both happily married? Okay, that's cool. So obviously they're turning because the blocks wouldn't have done it if it wasn't the half report. All right, Rabbi Yosef Leib blocks two of his kids were married to two sisters. They're rich shiduchim. I don't know. Maybe that was part of the heter, but in any event, so you have Reuven was married to Rachel, and then Reuven died. Shimon, before Rachel died, only did kiddushin to Leah. He didn't actually fully do nisuin. Now it's interesting, the Ritbaz actually wants to say, although I can't accept this, the Ritbaz wants to say that there's a chesaron in here vis-a-vis Yibum, even the Raisa, if all he did is Kedushin on Nisuin. Because something like Asher Lo Yochim is based on Achiv, it says that if you don't do Yibum, so we say about him, Asher, that the person wasn't making him his based on Achiv. So we see that Yibum is linked to the concept of bias. And it's only called a bias once there's nisuin,
So therefore, he wants to say that that's why, if you only did kiddushin to your wife, kiddushin d'oraisa, not maimer, even if you only did kiddushin d'oraisa, but since she's not your bias yet, so therefore it takes precedence for you to build your deceased brother's bias, and that means that you have to get rid of the wife you're mekadesh. You see that Ritbaz is for him? Yeah, Karula base Chalutza now. No, it fits in very well with the Ritbaz if you accept the Ritbaz's argument. That everything is focuses on bias. So therefore a woman who the Yavam was Mekadesh, but only Mekadesh, since she's not his bias, so she has no capacity to undermine his chiyuv to do Yibum and be born another bias. You see what the Ritbaz is saying? No? If you did kiddushin to a woman, she's not called your house, you don't inherit her yet. Right? So when does she become your house? When you're suing, after the suing. So therefore, the Ritbaz is saying, actually, in this case, where Shimon was only married to Leah part way, kiddushin, and then Rachel, Leah's sister, fell before him as a Yavama, so Min Adin Doraisli's got to divorce Leah. Because the Chiv Livnos Beis Achiv override his as yet unfinished house with his wife. Okay? It's an interesting concept. Normally, we would all understand it's the Drabona. That just because she's at the Raisa, she's really fully married to Shimon. But since it doesn't look like she's fully married, so therefore we make him divorce Leah and and do whatever he has to do to Rachel. But he learns it's the Raisa thing. Okay, so Naaman. Last is a bleak out rock. Shemeret Yomishki Yishochi Vesachoyso. So Rachel's sister, Leah, was married because she's not Nisuin to Shimon. Right? Mishum Ravid Ramesay Ram, when they Ravid Ramesay, they said, Oimim Lo, they said, Oimim Lo, we say to Shimon, Hamtei, wait, Achiasa Maisa, see what Levi does. Your third brother. Chotuachin, if Levi does Chalitza to Rachel, right? O Kansua does Yibun to Rachel. So Yichlos is Ishto, you, Shimon Raftok, you can do Nisuin with your wife. Mesa Yivama, also if Rachel dies, then also Yachdis, you can also marry your wife. However, Mesa Yivam, what if Levi dies? So there's only Shimon left, so that's the case. Moitzi Sishtabgeis got divorced his wife with a get. There's Eisha Sochi B'Chalitza, and he's got to do his wife's sister with Chalitza. So again, the same question. Hardim Asylum, Adam Chalitza Ptur. This helps according to being Chalitza's Ptur. Because Chalitza's Ptur, he can do Chalitza to one Gerish and to the other. B'Ram Kim Mador Machalitza Kenyan, Oh Chalitza Kenyan. Yeshu Dom Iskam Lidneus, Shteyachios Kiachas. You're going to do a divorce to Leah and a Chalitza to Rochel. That's two Kinyonim. Two sisters should work. Bustle us again. We take Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer may not be Shabbat Talgoy and Mishim Koimo. Now, there's two possibilities here. It's not clear what exactly, how exactly the answer is. It seems like this is shorthand, right? That what it's saying is that no. Here, really, it's like about after Leah died. I have to lay a diet so let him be able to do Yibum on Rachel. No, he can't do Yibum on Rachel because she's tainted. This is a good moment. But that's not true here. That's not true. It's not true at all. Because Leah was not, Leah and Yoch were not Achayos Yivamos. Right? Leah was never Yivama. So the taint is not the same as the one Rabbi Lezer always applies. Right, the taint of Leah is where you two achios yivamas. But here it was achios, but not achios yivamas. Leah wasn't yivama. So I want to change the gears here on my own. Hey, why not, right? So I want to change the gears and say that the proper gears here should have been Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira we had last night said, Kol yivama shniris lotis b'chalitza ayin muteris below chalitza. Any yivama wants to kukul chalitza needs a chalitza. So therefore, here, the reason why he's got to do Chalitza to Rachel is because after Reuven died, so Rachel was suited to do either Yibum Chalitza to Levi, right? Now, it's true, then Levi died. But she already was kuka to Levi. At that point, she was kuka to Levi. She was nireis to chalitz or yibum. Now, Shimon, therefore, has to either chalitz or yibum on Rachel. Even though he has to divorce his wife, and that's a kinyan, but since she was nireis to chalitz already to Levi prior to Shimon, to Shimon's entanglement in the affair, so therefore that chiyuv chalitz remains even after Shimon divorces his wife. Okay, that's what I wanted to say. So instead of pasul krebi lezer, I want to say pasul krebi zira. That again, that kol yivam shniris lotis b'chalitza in muteres below chalitza. Eitam is a pasul chalitza and chalitza afterwards. Okay, next right. Masisa b'li rav. This price argues on rav as well. It says interesting case. Queen kol shemes. Ooh, I made the same mistake when I was preparing. Kol shemes achit. Kohen Gadol's brothers die. Kohen Gadol's brother dies. So what does Kohen Gadol do to his brother's wife? Can he marry her? No, why not? And she's a widow, right. So but he does chalit. Ask the Gemara, give five a good question. That word is going to mind. It can be chalitzer. But Rav commanded him on chalitza came, holds chalitza as a kinyan. I'm a little lava, I'll debate her, I'll tell to transgress of the raisa. What else the Kohen Gadol does chalitza on this woman? If you hold chalitza as a kinyan? He's marrying an Amona! By doing chalitza, he married her and transgressed the Yisra of Amona the Kohen Gadol. Now the Shai Torah so points out this only works out according to Abai in the Bavli and not Rava. Abai holds that a Kohen Gadol is also Amona even. Bechasnus, not even to marry, not just bebio, right? Rovo is only bebio, and here certainly didn't have bebio, right? But the question is, according to Abai, who says that the wedding itself is also, so if I do a chalitza, the Kohen Gadol chalitza to his sister Ozamona, so he's already transgressing the Isser. How can the Baris say he should be over on the Isser of marrying, by doing chalitza, an Amona? It's a Kavaltic question, right? Why aren't you ripping your hair out? I know that, and you know that, but the Ushavi obviously doesn't know that. So obviously we have to... I preconceived notions. Sorry. Yerushalmi seems quite clearly to hold its literal kingdom. Anyway. Another question along this line. Hey, Rabbi Chama, Charbin, the Rabban. Rabbi Chama, the friend of the rabbis. Remember, that means he didn't have true smicha. It's just a cover. Rabbi Chama, Charbin, the Rabban said, well, Masisa, please, our Rab. I got another mission to argue with Rab. Says, Shloisha Achim. Three brothers. Three blind mice. Yeah, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, right? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. The Suah Shteach is married to two sisters. Shnaim is in Suah Shteach. Oisha Bito, this are either two sisters or a mother and daughter, whatever, some Isser. Or Oisha Bas Bito, a mother and granddaughter. Or grandmother, granddaughter, or Isha Bat Minoa, either through the son or through the son or daughter. Harelu Chotzis Lo Misyabos. So Levi's got to chalitza on both of them. On both of the sisters. So again, here's the same question. Shani we Isha Bita, Bemachayim Achimisa, and you can't say here, what you would have said elsewhere is that, well, Levi only does chalitza only if Rachel died. Right before we said that when the eye shouldn't have to do chalitza on both because you can't be koinish de'achis kachas and be kinish de'achis. So he said no, when you do chalitza on the other one after the first one dies, because then she's theoretically mutzeres, right? So therefore, you do chalitza at that point. Says Yerushalmi, that may be true if it's two sisters, but if this is a mother, this is a daughter. So the mother-daughter prohibition, the in our rise, doesn't fall off even after one of them dies. You can't marry the daughter after the mother's dead, or vice versa, right? So therefore, the kasha is, how could Levi have two chalitza on both? Chalitza is a Kenyan, and if Chalitza is a Kenyan, he's being kohen shliach hizkachas. How can you do that? And even if you say it's not sisters, right? Even if you say by sisters, so it could be where one died and the other is still alive, and that, then you have two chalitza on the second one. But what about if it's a mother and daughter? Why should I have two chalitza on one after the other one died? So says more. Elan train achrisa pliga rab. These last two mishnayos arguing rab place lun kiyun. Now the shaila is what that means exactly. The Karmei Pnei Moshe say it's not possible to sustain rava at rab after that, those two kashas. These are two bomb kashas. But I sympathize here with Reb Meir. I would say place lun kiyun means the questions have no are not cannot be sustained. Meaning that I can answer the last two questions easily. I can answer the Amon Lekoyen Godel question by saying Chalitza is not a true Kenyan that I should transgress this Amon Lekoyen Godel. And I can answer the question from this case over here by saying this is also a case where perhaps one died and then the other one died, and Koshin Yerich the Chalitza requires Chalitza, like Rabbi Zira. I could set it up in a way that it would require Chalitza from one over the other. Something to that effect. I might be able to find a way. I'm not sure. But in any event, there are two ways of learning. One of them say the Rav has been refuted, and therefore Chalitza is definitively a Ptur. The other say is that Rav could have easily refuted the question, in which case it remains an open issue. Okay? Halacha base. One of them is forbidden as an Isur Erva. In other words, the same case we had in the first Mishnah. And one of them, there are two co-wives, and one is an Erva. Isur Erva Oserba, you're not allowed to marry the Isur Erva. Not two co-wives. The two wives and two separate husbands, right? They had two brothers who died, right? And one of them was, they were married to two sisters. And one of them was also upon you because an Erva, because let's say it was your mother-in-law or your daughter or something like that, right? I don't know exactly how it works, but anyway, one of them was an Isra Erva. Usher boy, now let's marry her. We're allowed to marry the other sister. That's a fascinating thing. Achayas Yevamis only applies if both sisters theoretically are mutter, but because there's a zika on both of them together simultaneously, so therefore they both are also. But let's say one of them is super also because she's really an Erva Daraisa, so then the problem Achayas Yevamis falls off, and you're allowed to marry the one who's not the Erva Daraisa. You see that at all? You have three brothers, right? Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven, Shimon are married to two sisters. One of them, now Reuven, Shimon died. So Levi can't be Miyabim then because they're Achir Tzivamis, right? But one of Reuven's wife was, besides being a sister to Shimon's wife, was also Levi's mother-in-law. So she's for sure also to him, even though Raisa, right? In that case, Levi can be Miyabim, Shimon's wife. Even though there is an Achis Yevamis situation, since as far as he's concerned, the one who's an Erva to him is out of the picture, so he can be Miyabim, the other one. Right. There's no Zika in this case. It has to be really Achus Kukosa. It wasn't Achus Kukosa because there wasn't any Zika, right? Okay? If there's another brother vis-a-vis whom neither of them are true Arayas, so he's Osir both of them, because vis-a-vis him Achis Yevamis is still sustained. Isra Mitzvah Isra Kedusha, one of them was prohibited Isra the Rabbanon or an Isra Amon the Kohen Gadol Gush Chalutz Kohen Head Yod on him Choletz Lomis Yabim Choletz Lomis Yabim. The other one has two chalitza, not evil. Hoyto echod mehem asura, achas mehem asura, al echod is for erba. One of them is this, right, erba to the one. Vashni asura al zeh is for erba. The other is for erba on the other one. Right, the crisscross situation. Yeah. Here, see? Each one is married. Each one of the Yavamim, the Yavmin, was married to well, there were two mothers who had two daughters, and this distributed across the even situation. The two mothers married the two dead guys, and two daughters married the two live guys. So each one is usher in one Yavama, who's his mother-in-law, and mutter in the other Yavama, who's his, not his mother-in-law, right? So they crisscross, see how the dots cross, right? This guy, Levi is mutter in Leah, who's not his daughter's mother, and Reuel is mutter in Rachel, who's not his daughter's mother. I mean, his wife's mother. Not his wife's mother. Okay, so in any event, so that's the picture. One was prohibited as an Arab to one. Hossa said, Mutter said the one was also to one, is Mutter to the other. Hossa said, Mutter said the one was also to the other one, is Mutter to this one. Rizui Shamra, that's what Gora says, Achoyta Shi Yavimta, when you have a sister who's a Yavama, Ocholetzes Omis Yabemes, it's possible to have a scenario where you have an option of either Chalitza or Yibum, and that's the case over here. There's either one your mutter, and you have the option of either Chalitza or Yibum. Now, Onas Isha, you raped the woman, or seduced her, you never married her. The older boss, and you had a daughter with her. Volchav and Isais, Lachiv, and this daughter, your illegitimate daughter, went and married your brother. And she's got a sister who's not related to you, because that's her mother's daughter, which is not your daughter as well. Shame was married to your second brother, who may blow about him, and he died without kids. I raised the also repeat, but they both died without kids. Asa Rebito Umutar Bachosa. He's not allowed to marry his own daughter, of course, even with his own daughter, but he's allowed to do Yibum on her sister's father's side, but that's going about the boys, not the girls. So Areza Asa Rebito is not allowed to marry his own daughter, Mutar Bachosa is allowed to marry the sister. This is a case which is quoted, a very famous case, when you have a daughter married to your brother, Achesa Sheivimta, her sister, who's also Yavama, Misiabem is Kumi Misiabem. That's the case of Jesus Christ. Now going back to the next case of Mishnah. Onas Isha V'yolda Bas. So this is the case actually is drawn here. Reuben and Shimon. Each raped Dina in turn. It took case in his place in certain types of neighborhood. So Reuben and Shimon both raped Dina. Dina, they had two kids, therefore, Rachel and Leah, which are half sisters, right? Rachel and Leah, of course, went and married their uncles, right? Levi and Yehuda, the ones who didn't rape them, ones who didn't rape their mother. Now, Levi and Yehuda died. Good guys finished last. So now, same idea we had before. Rachel can marry her uncle Shimon, the one who didn't rape her, right? Raped her mother. The one who raped her mother, but did not beget her in the process. Leah can be Misabemes, to Reuben, the one who raped the mother and begat Rachel in the process, not her. Why? Because it's according to the opinion that a person allowed to marry Bas Anusoso. Was allowed to marry the daughter of his rape victim as long as it's not through him. Okay? So that's what Gemara is basically saying. And then your brother came and raped her. And they had a daughter. And warms the cockles of her heart. They both marry other two other brothers from the father. But not from the mother. So the one is usher in his daughter, but mutter in her sister. The other one's mutter in his daughter, and mutter in his sister. And this is the famous quote of usher zeh mutter zeh. We have also one mutter the other, usher toward the other one, mutter to this one. Okay, shlosh achim. This case we just had on Yudches and Beis. Shlosh achim, shtayim mehem, nesoyim shtay achim, three brothers, to marry the two sisters, or ishabita, or they're married to a mother and daughter. That's this case over here. Oh, isha, obasbita, a mother and granddaughter, through a grandmother, granddaughter through the mother's side. Oh, isha, obasbita, a granddaughter and grandmother and granddaughter from the mother's side. From the father's side, harelu chotis lo misyabos. So they have to chalitz on both, and not yibum on any one of them, right? Haisa, the same idea we have. Reb Shimon poter, Reb Shimon exempts. What Reb Shimon exempts, the Gemara is going to discuss. Haisa achas mehem asu hazei yisuevo. If one of them, leo chochel, is an erva to Levi. So then, of course, Aser boy is Aser and her. Mutter b'achos is mutter marry the sister or the mother or the daughter, whatever it is. Iser mitzvah, Iser kedusha. One of them is Aser as a derabbanon or a kedusha. Chotzes v'lo misyamos. And the chalitza not yibu. Okay, because only is the derabbanon, not the same. Not it's derabbanon, a light is the derabbanon, chayav elav. So if it's not the same thing. Now, the Hagos Ben Ari on the bottom. It's Reb Yisrael Salanter's father, who was a rabbi in Telz. So he was. But in the real Telz, I saw Rav Gifter calls him Moron HaBen Aryeh. Because since he was the rabbi in Telz, so we have to call him Moron. That's the proper title for somebody like a Rebbe. So it's interesting. Even though it was pre Telz Yeshiva days, it was way back when. Nonetheless, she didn't have a Rebbe. Okay. In any event, so he says that the last three words of Mishnah, Rishim Poter, are to be deleted. Because it's really supposed to be part of the Gemara. It's a header in the Gemara. We're going back to what the Mishnah said, right? Rishim Poter after the Reisha. Rishim doesn't hold that you're Poter in the Seifa. So says the Mare, Ula Baishmohamar, Kach Birashi, Kach Pirisho, Rabbi Yoshua, Aviyah Mishnah. This is the explanation of Rabbi Yoshua, the father of the Mishnah. That was like an honorific title he got because he helped compile the prices, right? This is what he said. Reb Shimon Poter Sarshnia. Reb Shimon says the second one to fall before him is exempt min achalitza min ayibu. So actually, in this case over here, Rachel and Leah, the first one, if Reuben dies first, Rachel has got to do. He does chalitza ayibu. Leah is exempt, he doesn't have to do anything. Okay, nothing. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Chaburah is a makshu." The chevra they're asking, "Shalol los al dash ikno adam shteachas kachas." It's not possible to conceive that a person is going to acquire two sisters simultaneously, right? So therefore, One second. I forgot. The Rebbe says. Okay, fine. No, what he's saying is this. If that's Rabbi Shimon says, you plotter the second, why was he plotter the first one too? The reason he's plotting the first one is because since you have two sisters, so you have to plotter them, because you don't, you know, there it's achas yivamos, right? The same idea we had before. So if that's the case, so then you should plotter both of them. Why does he have two chalitza on either one of them? So I'm achina bar kui raimora upliga. No, there's a machlokas here. The Lord Rabbi Shimon pointed to Shnei Min Achlitza Yibum. Why is Rabbi Shimon only part the second Achlitza Yibum? Our Malaysia said Shalom Allah Das Sheikdo Adem Shnei Achas Ki Achas. It's true. The second one cannot be acquired, but the first one is already acquired. That's what Rabbi Shimon really holds. We're talking about here where it's sequential. And where it's sequential, so Rabbanan said, look at the end result. If the end result is they have two women before you, right? So you do chalitza or not yibum on both of them, right? Rabbi Shimon says, don't look at the end result, look at the sequence. And therefore, since the sequence was Rachel and then Leah, even though right now they're both in front of you, but since it was sequential, so therefore you do chalitza yibum to Rachel, and then Leah gets free. Okay? Is that clear? But he says, we can't have two at once. Two at once is bad, right? But if two at once, what is the ramification of that? So according to Rabbi Shimon, it means according to Rabbanan, it means if you can't have two, it's one. So if neither one is full, neither one is in, but they're both in limbo, so you have two chalitza on both. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it means the second one doesn't take hold. So therefore, you do whatever you want on the first one, and the second one is off the hook. That's how we hold it, right? And languages, Taman Arvid, over there and Bava, they said, even Rabbi Shimon, the large Rabbi Shimon is, Ein Zika no Felis Lamokum Zika. It says in, but it's supposed to be Ein. This Zika to Leah can't fall where there's a raised Zika to Rachel. There's no room for it to fall. That's where the second one is Potter. Since the first one established the Zika, again, obviously the house didn't fall on both Reuven and Shimon simultaneously, because then we'd be up the creek, because then we'd be Taka Zikas, two Zikas simultaneously. But if they don't fall simultaneously, we just ignore the second one. Rabbi Paul b'shem Rabbi Lezer. Now Rabbi Paul's name Rabbi Lezer said, V'u sh'avar u'bar. Now this is only once if Levi already had Bio with Rachel, then Leah's off the hook, according to Rabbi Shimon. But if Levi never had Bio with Rachel, Leah remains on the hook, right? Hechavido, so what's the nafkimina? Hechavido is like, what's the nafkina? I'll tell you. Kiddush echamin hashuka is hashniyo. If someone from the marketplace came and married Leah, the second one, right? I'll die to Rabbana Kiddushin Gemori. According to Rabbana, it's definitely Kiddushin, right? This is not Rabbana of our Mishnah. Because Rabbana Mishnah only need chalitza from both. This is the question of the machlokas in Rabbi Shimon himself. When Rabbi Shimon himself, the Rabbanon said, "Ain zika no fel samakum zika." So therefore, once Rachel is zukuka, Leah is not zukuka, right? Rabbi Bon, then Rabbi Lezer said, "No, Leah is zukuka even after Rachel was zukuka. The zika is no fel samakum zika." But once Rachel, he did Rachel to be to Rachel, then Leah's off the hook. So nafkimina is like this. Let's say he didn't do Bia to Rachel, and he married, and he went, and he did Bia on Leah, right? No, somebody else went to Bia on Leah. So he mean Ashuk. So if you hold, right, so I'll die to the Rabban and Kiddush Gemurin. Rabban hold the corner of Bishimon, there's no Zika to Leah at all. So whoever married Leah from the Shuk, it's a perfectly good marriage, Mazel Tov, right? But I'll die to the Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, whatever, the Kiddushin are Tluyim. This Kiddushin, which somebody from the Mark was more Kaddish Leah, is a Safik, right? If should Levi then carries on and marries Leah, Rachel, then Leah goes free, and then retroactively your Kiddushin is back Kiddushin, right? And then only then Kiddushin Torah says Hashniyah. But if he never went ahead and completed the marriage with Rachel, then Kiddushin to Leah of the Gai Min Ashuk never took effect. Because Leah only goes free to Rabbi Lezer after the Bia to Rachel, not beforehand. Okay? Another Nafkimina. Bala Shnia. What if Levi had relations with Leah? Does that work? So Adaiti the Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, well, there was never any Zika to Leah. Bias Erva. There's never any Zika to Leah of any sort. So this is Stam Bias Erva. Adaiti Rabbi Lezer that the Zika to Leah only falls off once he had relations with Rachel, right? So then it's not Bias Erva. Ain't a Bias Erva.
Because right now there's Zika. True, it's a Zika which could be erased had he had Bia with Rachel, but he didn't. So therefore, the Bia with Leah is not yet a BS. Okay? All right, we'll have to stop here for this evening, but we'll come back this morning.